Welcome to the bad boy pod, talking bad boy bards, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the bad boy pod, brought to you by Lady Pods.
I have Zoe's ear in my ear.
We're really right spreading wax around today.
Yeah, we really are. And like when you said that, I felt like I could really feel my wax.
I'm rubbing alcohol the shit out of it. It's fine.
I don't feel like I can feel your wax at all.
Good. Frankly, I need to clean these more. Can't lie. So it's good that I use this.
I think it's good for your body to have.
Email Diane how often you clean your AirPods.
Yeah, and be honest.
Be honest. Is it more than once a month?
We'll do a poll.
You probably clean yours a lot.
You'd think.
I do. Because you have those special Q-tips.
No, I don't clean them that often because of my special Q-tips. Honestly, it's just like when I look down, I'm like, I'm in a little earphone cleany mood. It maybe happens once every 3 months, maybe quarterly.
Sometimes when I'm sitting at my desk and I take a peek and I'm like, ooh, that has like a chunk I can scrape with like a sharp end.
It is nice though. Yeah, I don't know. It really satisfies. It's like it's the pimple popping. Oh, that's exactly what I was gonna say.
It's
your own like uncle pimple popper. Pimper popper? It's uncle. It's not doctor. It's uncle.
It's uncle pimple popper. Yeah.
That version. It's I mean
we all have one.
It's not earwax cleaning cousin. It's like
no.
It's uncle pimple
popper. Earwax cleaning cousin is like a different
maniac.
Flusher. It's a flusher. You ever do that? Do you ever put hydrogen peroxide in there?
And I've done it one time and it was wonderful. Yeah. But I was advised not to do it often.
Oh, why?
Because it's like, I don't know. It's
I was just
drying.
Thinking like maybe I'll go home and do that.
Oh, I mean, that's kind of how I experiment sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is really, really nice.
Yeah, those chunks come out and then you're like, wow, I can hear again.
Yeah, you really can. I did it once after, you know what it was? Being in a pool.
Oh.
Holy shit.
But the thing is it better or worse than using a Q-tip?
Email Diane.
There's no good way to clean your ear.
There is no perfect way to clean your ear.
I guess they say the candles.
Yeah, I guess. But like, I'm an
Don't
ear.
Do you need a professional to do
ear
that?
Ear tip?
You use a Q-tip.
I'm a Q-tip bitch. Yeah, what am I supposed
Every
to do?
Every time I do, go I get grossed out.
Do a candle?
I can't do a candle.
Oh, how am I supposed to do a candle
it's
by
like a
myself?
A seance every time I want to clean out my ears, please.
I'm going to set this place on fire. I know you're supposed to go to a professional, but like, I'm going to set that place on fire with my own wax.
I know. That's how waxy I am.
I just want to see what's inside of it. My name is Diane.
And that's the thing. It's like with the, all of it's disgusting. I am so sorry for this conversation, but beep, beep.
You know, Diane, how you get the wax out of your disgusting little ear canal.
Yeah. And it's different than getting it out of your AirPods, which is an easier process.
It's a mini ear canal of its own.
Oh, it is. You know? In a way. You ever get a root canal?
No, but like,
neither, but I feel like it's coming for me.
My dentist did tell me once that I would be a person who would need one one day.
Root
and it's like,
watch?
I don't know why you're telling me that, but thanks.
I'm definitely on root canal watch. My mom has had, I swear to God, 50.
My mom's had at least one or two.
But I've been using my water pick. So like, what do you want from me?
My name is Diane. And I've been using my water pick.
Use a water pick.
I really got into flossing way more. I used to just like floss whenever I remembered.
My dentist said you have to do both.
I do both. And like, I kind of like it now.
You water pick and floss.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try. I would say I do four out of seven nights a week, I water pick and floss.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those nights I either floss or water pick, and then one of them I just brush.
Don't kill Zoe, you know her entire schedule. She wakes up at 4 a.m and then she has
don't
all
kill
this time.
My dentist
don't kill Francis Fran. Wants to kill her.
Fran deeply wants his ear wax cleaned out.
Fran's testing the mic too by screaming at, but it's like he does a scream but he stares right at Zoe like she can do something about
I know
his
like
hunger.
I don't know what you want from me. Do cats have earwax?
They do, yeah.
So do dogs.
I mean, I'm not going in there. Dog, I'm certainly not going in there with a Q-tip.
Dog earwax has an aroma.
An aroma.
And I wouldn't recommend it as a fragrance.
They can absolutely smell something. I mean, cats, when you rip their a little chunker out sometimes.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you'll like see a little bit and I'm like, okay, I'll get that out for you. But like,
sure.
Other than that, no thank you. I think you should be just like relaxing on that.
My dog growing up was a lab, same with Marcy. They always have ear stuff. And we would have to put this like fluid. I mean, we basically did a flush.
Eee.
Bless you. Fran. We basically did a flush where you put it in and then you like take a cotton ball and like smoosh it out, and it's always just like gnarly shit.
Really?
There's also obviously a whole subsect on TikTok of people like pulling giant chunkaramas out of pet ears.
Is that what your algorithm is right now? Chunkaramas on...
No, my algorithm is our bad boy because I've gotten hard into it.
Okay, no, don't talk about it yet.
I won't. But, you know, it also has other things too.
But, you know, sometimes you see chunks. I haven't seen chunker TikTok yet, and I don't think I want to see. It's like seeing ear stuff, and I really don't like seeing zit stuff either on other people.
Yeah.
I only like my own. Or like if I've been asked to get one out for my
significant
other. Because like friends don't want it for me.
No, don't touch my ear. I don't love ear cleaning TikTok. I prefer it to animal chiropractor TikTok. Or
that sounds
baby
bad.
Chiropractor.
I was
TikTok.
Just gonna say that one's really bad.
Yeah, Fran. Fran gets,
hates it.
He always is like fine, and then the second we start recording, he gets so mad.
He's just like needs to be the center of
attention.
He's
an attention whore.
He's like, why aren't I the center of attention?
All right, well, let's see how this Testaccino Aguilera is.
Okay. Ooh, that sounds delicious. Okay.
We're back from a perfect testaccini ricci.
And then like 14 minutes of gossiping for a second. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, we had to gossip. And you know what? I cut it out. But we should just let the listeners guess who we were gossiping about. And email Diana badboypod.com because you will truly never guess.
You will never guess King Charles.
There's like really? Not a chance. My name is Julia Davidovich. And when it comes to gossip, I'm a bit of...
I want a divorce.
I'm a bit of a gossip girl.
Wow. And my name is Francis Davidovich, and I can't stop talking.
He's a bit of a chatty Cathy.
Let
this
me
morning.
On the pod. And my name is Julia Davidovich. Wait, my name is Zoe Clark.
Yeah.
And wow.
Fran, grow up, honestly.
I'm going to give him some fucking food.
Oh, you're going to give him food?
I'll give him some wet food so he shuts the fuck up.
On the platter?
Yeah.
Everyone needs to know Fran eats on a silver platter. I don't
he
know
really
if we've
does.
Discussed it. It's quite literally silver.
I'm not
going to
take a picture of it because I wouldn't want to put cat food
I was literally about to say we'll put a picture in Slimer. But you could take the food off of it.
I guess I will. I mean, she's making it seem so much more beautiful than it is. My name is Zoe Clark, and I'm making it seem so much more beautiful than it is. Okay. But I'm going to feed this little fucker so he shuts up again.
It's just funny. Like, I'm sure they make trays specifically designed for cat food, but this looks like it was like an Elizabethan
And in my defense,
Britain.
These were our trays.
Yeah,
and then
they became France trays.
Yeah, it's literally a tray that he has his cat bowl on.
Like,
hello.
In like 100 years, they're going to do an archaeological dig and they're going to be like, this is a beautiful tray from the Naughty Oddies.
Whoa. Where the cats were king and,
yeah,
you know.
They're going to be like, this was a cat-based society based on this tray.
That's fine. I'm okay with them thinking that because you know what? I think we do live in a cat.
Yeah, and
society.
Archaeology isn't a real science. My name is Julia Davidovich.
Oh my god, I'm always saying that. He's like, oh, are you gonna calm down now? You said your piece? Yeah.
You think he's done? Or does he just think that you were getting up to feed him and so
now he's done? No, he's gonna sit down. You fucking little
Is it rat. Because you're on his heating pad? Be honest.
No, he has a heating pad right there. He has two heating pads in this town. This is his town. He's the mayor.
He is a bit of a mayor. Okay, who's your bad boy on the block this week?
Wow. I want a divorce from my own son. Hold on, let me open my...
From the son? No, you don't... Fran wants an emancipation. Fran, you want to be emancipated from your mother? Like Drew Barrymore?
Oh my god, I forgot about Drew.
They mentioned it in the Nickelodeon doc. They had like a brief moment where they're like... And some people tried to emancipate themselves. Anyway, back to the molesting.
Oh god, I can't. I mean, sometimes kids are right.
Yeah,
most of the time, but yeah. Like in a sneaky way.
Kids are right unless they're making fun of me, and then they're wrong.
You're right. There's nothing that Zoe's ever done that is cringe or bad.
No.
And kids, stop.
Kids,
stop pointing that out.
Yeah, true. All my outfits, flawless.
All my outfits, wonderful. I look beautiful. I would have never changed a thing in my past or in my future. Just
everything
kidding.
I've ever posted on the internet. Not cringe at all.
Not cringe.
I've only been on the internet for 17 decades and everything I've ever posted, beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, all my Neopets.
Oh.
Alive.
Absolutely. Absolutely woke. Wokest Neopets on the block.
When you die, all your Neopets are waiting for you.
Oh, I hope just so. I had staring. A penguin.
I don't remember. I feel like I had some kind of like little horsey thing.
Oh. I really did. I had a penguin that. And then I got like the weird paint bucket and I painted the penguin like something funky.
There's always the paint bucket. Ugh. Like an expensive funky bucket of paint.
It was an expensive bucket that I got on like the forum or whatever the fuck.
The internet really made like a fucking bucket of paint for your Neopet.
Yep.
Both fake. Both on the internet. All both just fake. Made of code.
Text-based game.
Made it feel huge.
Oh,
my name is
important.
Diane, who had, she was like, she had a stable of Neopets.
Oh, she still does.
She still does.
Huge on Neopets.
She's the
day.
Moderator on the forum.
Oh, absolutely.
It's very weird.
Yeah, that it really was like a status symbol. My friend Sophie was like big on Neopets. She actually got banned.
I think you've mentioned this. She
probably
did she cheat?
I think she must have cheated.
What a cheaty bobeety.
I know. Go to
Sophie,
hell.
Sophie, can you explain yourself?
Yeah. Also, like, can we get on Neopets and cheat right now? Email Diane.
Yeah, I thought they were back. I know that yeah, I saw Tamagotchis are back.
Oh, thank God.
I do remember the sting of a Tamagotchi dying and feeling like an absolute failure and a terrible mother.
I had one.
I feel that now as a mother all the time.
I had one. But you could just reset it by sticking a little bit of a paperclip in the back.
That's it. I wish life was like that, really.
Literally.
Every morning, stick a paperclip in my...
Every morning, stick a paperclip in my back hole. Reset it all the time. Okay, who's your bad boy on the block?
That's really, really good. You should really sell that.
Okay.
Back to Mark.
Okay, Mark. Mark email
them.
Diane, Mark, if you want.
The band will be, like, confused.
If you want to pay me for that perfect Tamagotchi-related cover.
I think he'll love it. I think it's very 90s. I keep literally forgetting what my bad boy is and then having to open my notes. Okay. So I think when I had allergies last week, it was actually a cold.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that sucked.
Oh.
Because I was like, it wasn't an infection.
Sure.
But
no, remember I had that cold.
Oh my God, it was so gross. But like,
did you
sneeze? Like,
did you cough? Did you have post nasal drip?
Crazy. Not really as much post.
No PND.
No what?
PND.
What's PND again?
I'm just calling it post nasal drip.
Oh no, PND. I thought you were saying PANDY, but that really is the same thing.
No, penis and dick.
Penis and dick
disease.
That's what I do have though.
Yeah, I know.
It was. Not so like I wasn't having body aches. I didn't have a fever.
Just a cold.
But that's why I thought I had allergies, because the fucking wind was whipping shit around and I was like, great, I'm just going to keep taking this Allegra.
And didn't do anything.
Did not do anything. It wasn't even Allegra. It was like signature brand little Allegra from Albertsons.
Sure. Naturally.
However, I was like, oh, well, I mean, it kind of works a little bit. It was like maybe working for a little bit of decongestion.
Sure.
But I was still like, like a little bit dying. And like, I'm fucking working the whole time, just like wondering why I don't feel better. I should just.
And then
got
you
fucking...
just like woke up and was okay one day?
Yeah.
Are you literally still like yesterday. The residual? I feel like I had like a residual sniffle for quite some time.
I'm in such a denial every time I get sick. I always think it's allergies. Because I'm like, I can't. Oh. I just like, it's so boring.
It seemed reasonable that it was allergies this time because the winds.
Yeah, it really did seem reasonable, but I also get so bored when I'm sick that I just literally push through. It's not even that. I just feel like I push down whatever it is. I'm like, I'll just take something, get on with my day. It's just like, whatever.
No, I do the same thing.
Ugh, it's so annoying.
Because like, what am I going to do? Sleep all day?
Literally,
I mean,
so
maybe.
Boring. I mean, I wish.
Like, I don't have a job right now, so yes. But when I do have a job, also yes, because I work from home. I leave Slack on loud mode when I nap sometimes. I'm just like, I'm gonna take a 20 minute snooze, and then Slack's on loud mode. If anyone needs me, they'll Slack me on loud mode, and I'll be like, whoa, I'm awake, you know.
It's really startling sometimes.
Yeah. One of the worst noises in the history of mankind.
It sounds like the worst chiropractor you've ever met.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like the one in the back, like a chiropractor in an alley doing like alley based chiropracting
on baby
on
puppies.
Baby backs. Yeah. On the backs of baby puppies.
My bad boy on the block.
Tell
it's
us
a bit
about
of a
it.
Bad boy, good boy.
Yeah.
Like I was like, do I put this in good boy or do I put it in bad boy?
I love when those
are
happens.
You familiar with Bristol Farms?
Yes.
Okay. There's a cookie there.
Okay.
It is called the cookie.
Okay.
There are three different variations. There's the cookie OG, which is a chocolate chip cookie with dark chocolate, walnuts, and a little bit of salt.
Very nice.
And it's warmed. And it's gooey in the middle.
Nice.
Then there's that with milk chocolate.
Oh, my.
And then there's a peanut butter cookie.
Okay.
Which is apparently good, but I've never had it.
She's talking about cookies.
I'm talking about cookies on the pod.
I think I want cookies tonight now.
Okay, first of all, you would fucking love this cookie.
I fucking think I would.
Because you have such a sweet tooth.
I really do, though.
I saw You're this right. cookie and I was like, I must have it. Because it looked so good. I knew it was warm and I knew it was going to be gooey. And I knew it was going to be a mess. And it was. I got it.
She's still describing a cookie.
I got it all over myself. I ate it in a car.
Wow.
However, it was so rich. It made me feel so physically ill because I ate the whole thing. And I really shouldn't have. I swear it was like, it wasn't that big, but it was so thick and so buttery and chocolatey.
You're
and like,
really saying everything I love about a cookie. Though. Oh like my the God. Tender insides of a cookie.
Oh my God.
I don't want I a like, crisp bitch.
The
really
inside
don't.
Was so tender. I was like, is it cooked?
My secret?
Yeah.
I mean, if the perfect Subway sandwich cookie, which is sure. basically just like something made with vegetable oil. Or like, you know, if you literally get a package from like Entenmann's or whatever.
Yeah.
They make like refrigerated ones where you can just like pop them like right in the pan if you wanted to. When I'm in a lazy mood, I do that.
Okay, so next time you're at a Bristol Farms, you have to get this cookie.
I've never been to one in my life, so the next time I am, I will. I'll have to. Where is there one?
There's one in Hollywood.
Oh.
But like Hollywood.
Okay, well, my friend's in town. Maybe we'll go.
Oh, yeah, just go get that fucking cookie. Because it's a delicious cookie. However, it made me incredibly
sick. I know the reason to go to Hollywood except for this, I guess.
It made me incredibly sick because I just don't eat that many sweets.
Good boy, bad boy.
It's a good boy, bad boy. Because it was
really so high.
I was like, damn. Like when I was eating it, I was like, uh-oh, somebody's got a good boy. And then like 2 hours later, I was like, no. No. I did throw up a little bit.
Oh, God.
It was just a little.
Oh, God.
Because it was so rich, and I just don't indulge like that very often. But we could put a picture of the cookie in Wilmer. I didn't take a picture, but
we'll put a picture from the website of the ooey gooey, super.
And I've talked to people about this cookie, and I'm like, you know the cookie, and they're like, oh yeah, I know the cookie. Apparently, the peanut butter one is good too.
Is Bristol Farms like a Californian thing?
I'm gonna say yes. It's like a fancy grocery store for the unknown. It's like a fancy grocery store where you could get like very expensive cheese. Mm-hmm. And you know,
wait,
it's kind of like Lassen's, but not Christian.
Oh, good way of describing it.
And they have this
That's
cookie.
One of the most annoying things other than their homophobic ways.
Yeah.
Is that they are not open on Sunday.
And they have this cookie and you know, I have mixed feelings about it. And I would get it again and only eat like a quarter.
I would eat the other three quarters.
That's sort of the energy of this cookie. Is like you could eat the whole thing and be out of commish for 2 days.
That's what you think, but okay.
You'd be fine.
I would be fine.
You would be fine.
I would rise again. I feel like some people's glucose is, I mean, mine is apparently normal, but then like some people have a normal resting glucose, and then my resting glucose, they're just like, this is normal for Julie. I think it's okay. I think she can't actually go under this. Maybe she needs to have this.
I've never had something like this happen before, though.
Puke from dessert?
Yeah.
I've never puked from dessert in my fucking
life. I've had cake. Recently, even. I had a cake. Not a whole cake. A slice of cake.
I had a cake that I said I liked just to compliment the person who made it.
Oh, that was nice.
This week. But I did not.
Uh-oh.
I found it to be a little too weird.
Huh. What was it weird about it?
It was like... It was funny because two people showed up with the exact same kind of flavors, like a chocolate strawberry. Maybe it was the person's favorite like combo or something.
Chocolate.
Like the brownies were really good. But then like the cake was like, I was having trouble detecting like what the other flavor was because I didn't know what was on top of it. And then eventually I was like, oh, it's strawberry. Huh. But that was at the end of the
like
cake when I thought
jam
it was a strawberry.
It?
No. It was like...
I like
a
vanilla
strawberry,
cake and strawberry.
It tasted like what would be like a strawberry, what's the word? Like I'm going to say frosé, but that's not the word.
Daiquiri.
Yeah, that's what, it was so weird. It was very interesting.
Strange.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do some updates.
Yeah.
So we got to start with the royal family. Do we owe Kate the biggest apology of our lives?
I guess so.
I don't really feel bad. Wow. So Kate, after months... of hiding came out and let everyone know that she has cancer. I didn't know how to say that in any other way.
But, so she said it that way.
But she does. So, you know, I guess all the speculation forced her out of hiding. To
I mean, at least we
that...
weren't like she's getting a big a BBL. I mean, like
true.
At least we didn't say like Kim. She, I mean,
all of my speculation was mainly based around how horrible William is.
I mean,
so
like,
I don't feel that bad about it.
I almost called her Kim Kardashian, but
she's a bit.
But it was like she was maybe she was about to get a Kim ass, but like no, she was not.
She was not.
No, we didn't say that either. But no. We did say like I don't know. Maybe we said more things about her husband. Let's be honest.
That's what I'm saying. Also, I mean, like the disaster was coming from inside the palace. This isn't out
this whole time. Like we've only been saying that.
You know, this is what everyone on the internet is saying. But like, why were you releasing fake photos when this and then blaming
that was so
it
strange
and then like blaming the Photoshop job on your cancer ridden future queen? Like,
I mean, we don't love her either, but at the same time.
No, but she said
she's done some
she was
stuff,
like,
but
I'm,
like at the same time
she was
she
like I'm a novice at Photoshop.
That was really strange.
That,
oh,
was,
that
really
was
strange.
Really strange.
And now in hindsight you were like,
I don't think it was even her though. I feel like all
no
of this was
way
just Buckingham just being like, everything's normal.
It's also
and they
like,
didn't know how to handle it or something.
Low key, why is it such a panic?
I don't
like,
know.
Everyone has
I mean,
cancer.
Like, yeah, I guess so. That too. That's one of the scariest things on earth.
Yeah. It's horrifying. But so also like I just can't help but keep speculating, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
I won't speculate publicly on the pod, but privately we've discussed.
We have. But we like have. It's just like worst case.
Fran wants the bag of coins deeply. You're gonna feed him.
Fucking feed this bitch.
So anyway, the princess has some issues going on. I don't really feel bad for speculating. I feel like the palace should feel bad for being such ding-dong dinguses.
Yeah, I mean,
and
I don't
that's
know
my take.
Maybe don't be so bad.
Maybe be less bad.
Yeah, how about that, Buckingham?
And I'm still sus.
Yeah.
I believe that she has cancer, but I'm sus of what else is going on over there. Because shit's going on with Charles and Camilla, too, that I'm like, hmm?
I mean, I guess like I don't believe
I guess
that
he also
Charles
has
like the worst cancer of all or something, and like he's about to be dead. I guess I don't believe that anymore.
I sort of don't.
That's your theory, I guess.
I think
just,
he's
like,
dead.
Believing. You think he's already
I think
dead.
He's already dead.
It's fine.
And Kate.
Okay, let's start the rumor.
Okay.
Charles is dead.
I can't believe Charles died. It's so wild. Okay,
so
moving
sad.
On.
So sad for the family.
Oh, devastated. Devastated for Camilla. So did you you didn't finish Quiet on Set. The Nickelodeon documentary on HBO Max? Or sorry, Max?
Most of it. Yeah, it's Max. I think I finished at least most of episode 4. I don't know
I
why.
I think we sort of
like
discussed the majority of what
we
happened
did.
In, which I'm surprised because we recorded before the podcast, or before, we recorded before the show was even released. So I'm like,
there's really, I guess, a lot of known information about it.
I think it was just like in the press coming out that everything was, the tea was spilled.
Yeah.
But since there's been a lot more talking, a couple other like actors from the shows have come out and said like weird shit that they've dealt with, like someone on one of the shows, I don't know if it was like Wizards of Waverly Place, whatever, some show said that they were 14 and they had to like repeatedly kiss a 30-year-old.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What is wrong with people? Not that former child.
No.
But you know
no
what I mean.
No one's blaming her.
God.
Justice for Drake Bell's dad, obviously.
God, Drake Bell's dad, poor man.
Drake Bell's dad,
he
deeply
knew there
emotional
was something
human
up.
Being.
Yeah,
he really tried to do everything for his son. And you know, I don't want to give a father credit, but what credit where it's due.
It's
because
true.
This man really tried to warn people about the pervert, keep his son away from the pervert. And the pervert said, not on my watch, daddy-o. I'm going to make sure you're out of the picture.
Basically.
And
he did. He was very powerful.
Oh, God.
I mean, I don't even know. It's just like, it was so plain sight and it was so obvious to his father. And for some, I'm like, I'm not here to blame Drake Bell's mom, but like, what the fuck happened? Why didn't you care?
Drake Bell's mom, I know you're listening. What happened?
Drake Bell's mom,
I know James Marsden is listening.
Yeah.
Just apologize. Just say you were wrong.
So weird.
Just say, I shouldn't have publicly supported a pedophile. My bad.
Yeah,
whoops.
Unless, you know.
I was
unless
misled.
You absolutely publicly support him.
Yeah, unless you still publicly support him, in which case you're a bad person, James Marsden.
And I'll apologize to you.
I mean, I loved you in Hairspray, but I can move on.
Jesus Christ.
I agree.
Don't publicly, like, he's a pedophile.
I wonder if there's going to be, like, a part 2 Magoo of the doc. A doodle-doo, dare I say? Partuma Goo of the Dockadoodle Doo.
God, I mean, like, justice for Amanda also.
I know.
I mean, I feel like that's the next one. I feel like what's going to happen is there's going to be a huge Amanda Bynes unbinding.
Oh, hello.
I didn't realize actually how controlling, I mean, this is early TV talk, how controlling her father was of her career. Mm. I mean, I guess that's so common for, like,
yeah.
I mean, it's like tales all this time. I don't know why I'm like, I'm British shocked, syndrome. But I didn't know shit about it.
I read that she was asked to be in the documentary and she said no.
Interesting.
But I would think too, she wants nothing to do with the entertainment industry anymore. I wouldn't either.
Yeah. For a while, I think she was trying to get herself. I think there was like a bit of a, wasn't there like a.
There was a conservatorship.
There was. And she's trying to get her mom off it. Cause I think it was her mom that was like the big guarantor. Bad? Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Oof,
that sucks, man.
Yeah, so I don't know. Don't let your child act. It's not that complicated. They can do regional theater. But don't put them on TV.
No, not when it when it becomes more than just a hobby and it actually becomes a job.
And they're like providing for their family. Like that's so much pressure on.
That is so much weird pressure.
Also, what Drake Bell said. Somebody, I was watching an interview with him, and someone was like, "What do you wish they brought up in the documentary?" And he said that child actors didn't get residuals.
Wow.
So he was like, you know, Nickelodeon continues to make money off of Drake and Josh, but I don't.
Surprising. Wow.
They're not weird.
That is weird.
Like, how do they get around this?
How do they get around this?
SAG.
Disney.
Also SAG. I know you're listening.
Hey, SAG.
Hey, Pam. Hey, pay up, buddy. Pay up, buckaroo.
What? I mean, what is it about, like, making money off the backs of children? Like, and on top of it, like, oh God, the school that they go to, like, the schooling that they do, like, it's while fake. They're, you know, wasting precious years of their lives not socializing with people their own age.
That any child
on
star.
On your show.
I know.
Off their back.
Yeah.
Of their child, like.
Well, it's like they shoot a scene. And they're like, oh, you got to do 30 minutes of your schooling. Otherwise, we'll get in trouble. It's like fake school.
It is.
It's a tutor. It's a tutor.
So strange.
I know. So, I don't know. Ban entertainment.
I just don't think there should be any kids on sets. I don't know. It's so weird.
This is what, like, you know, people always make fun of, like, Riverdale for everyone being 17 or 18.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, you know what? Yeah.
That's fine.
Cast 20-year-olds in high school. It's better than this. Like, I understand that a 20-year-old doesn't look like a beef cake or whatever. But I prefer that to what was happening. Like, make it unrealistic. I don't give a shit.
It's like...
Like, cast a 60-year-old as a high schooler for all I care. Like,
oh, I
genuinely...
I genuinely don't care.
Like,
they can be a grandpa.
Don't let a 12-year-old anywhere near this fucking set, I swear.
Let a 78-year-old man play a 16-year-old.
Let somebody in their mid to late 250s play a baby. Because, like, this is not okay.
Just put them in a bonnet.
They'll never
hide
know.
Hide their body.
They'll never know.
AI is so much worse than that. AI will give you, like 17 fingers. And, like, meanwhile, you're just like, we'd rather have an actual child not living their life.
It's just, like, all of it's so bad. And, like, you want to blame the parents a little bit.
I do blame the parents a little bit. It's weird.
I also blame the parents a little bit.
Yeah.
Except Drake Bell's dad.
He's perfect.
He's the only parent I don't blame. Thank God. He tried.
He really tried.
Anyway, that's the Nickelodeon of it all. I guess that's a bit of a docu-talk, but whatever. Okay, let's move on to our bad boy of the week.
Oh, my God.
Came to me in a dream. Can't even lie.
It's really scary.
It's definitely a Mr., in my opinion, sociopath of the sea, your gal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Definitely Mr. Drag your gal to the bottom of the tank.
Wow. Mr. Kill your girl.
Mr. Kill your girl. It is orcas.
Wow.
AKA killer whales, but they're dolphins. Email Diane if that makes any sense to you.
Very
they're just
scary.
Called killer whales.
Warm-blooded?
But they're really toothed dolphins.
They're the size of a school bus and, could be.
Yep.
Can be.
And they can live to be 90.
That's nuts.
So I had a dream that I was a victim of an orca attack.
Wow.
I'm a deep victim.
Huge.
Well, in the dream, I was in a situation with a bunch of orcas because I've been seeing them on my TikTok because there are a bunch of them off the coast of San Diego right now because of global goddamn warming and we have so many dolphins and they want to eat those dolphins up because they're psychos. Because they're dolphins, but they want to eat dolphins. Email Diane if that makes any sense to you, if you think that's okay, because I'm sending you to jail.
That feels cannibalistic.
And in my dream...
It's like, is a tomato a fruit or a vegetable?
Exactly.
Mm, I hate it.
Same with an orca.
Same thing. Same as an orca. An orca is a tomato.
I escaped the orcas the first time in my dream.
The first time.
And then as I got away, a different orca dragged me out to sea. As my loved ones watched.
She dreams in blackfish now.
I do. I do.
I never want to see that film again.
And I woke up. I woke up and I was like, orcas are so fucked up.
Orcas are evil.
I can't believe they did that to me.
She had a premonition. She's going to be dragged out to sea.
I'm
going to
be dragged out to sea by the orcas.
They use it. Well, we learned today that they evolved from land animals that used to. What was it? Was it not a platypus?
It was like a, we'll put him in a Slimer.
We'll put him in the Slimer. He was kind of cute.
Little guy.
He was funky.
He sort of looked like a, I don't know, like a rodent, like a beaver or something.
He was like a rodent beaver that like also, I guess, ate shit around the sea. So maybe he had like some crustaceans.
Mm.
Maybe they were good for his brain. Because that's like.
They're deeply smart.
They're very smart. How are they so smart?
How are they so
and
smart?
And murderous.
Well, they have a very large brain.
Are smart.
And they have a lot of folds in their brain. So mm-hmm. that's a lot of surface area, baby.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Guess how many orcas there are globally?
Good question. And because they don't have wallets.
No, they don't have wallets. Wow. But if they did, they would be billionaires because they're sociopaths.
Honestly, they would. They, they really would. Sociopaths of the sea for sure. Gosh, I'm going to go with like, I don't know, 150,000.
50K.
That's way less than I thought.
I know.
Maybe we're safer then.
There's such a big threat. Well, the thing is, they exist all over the world because they're a cosmopolitan species. Should we do a science? Should we be a science podcast?
I think we've just crossed.
So they can really adapt to any climate. Okay. And between areas, like whether you're in like Argentina or the ones off the Pacific coast, mm-hmm, they mm-hmm. eat different things. Mm-hmm. They act differently. And they have distinct cultures.
They really do, though.
They really do.
And like hunting styles.
Yeah. But
spooky.
Okay. So there have been multiple orca attacks on humans in the wild, but they're less common than those in captivity, obviously. We talked about blackfish 7 years ago and all the time, the penis.
Perfect.
In captivity, there have been 4 fatal attacks on humans
mm-hmm.
and several non-fatal attacks. Like a lot of he dragged me in the tank. Ooh, I got a bite. Like, they're fucked up.
They're fucked up.
So of the 4 fatal attacks, Tilikum was involved in 3.
Perfect.
We know Tilikum from his penis.
We're not putting his penis in the Slimer.
No,
deeply not. We may just put him, though.
So the victims he claimed were a trainer called Kelty Byrne, and then Daniel Dukes, a man trespassing in SeaWorld Orlando.
I mean, don't do that, but also...
I mean, don't trespass and then fall into the tank.
Yeah, I'm not even mad that you trespassed. Maybe you just wanted to hang out. But, like, don't fall into the tank.
And then... another trainer named Don Branchot.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's fine.
Don, rest in peace.
May she please.
He's probably a trainer and not someone who fell into the tank because they broke in.
True.
But like, looking back to that docu-walkie and being like, wow, blackfish will make you cry. It's so fucked up.
Yeah.
It's just sad.
They're
but
very...
not because of humans, because of what we do to
Look,
animals.
They're deeply emotional animals. They're incredibly smart. And I do feel bad.
They're killing machines, but I don't care.
Yeah, they're killing machines.
They're not out to kill me.
They're the bad boys of the sea. They just are.
Truly.
You know? That doesn't mean they need to be in a tank. I'm not saying kill the orcas. I'm saying beware.
Beware the orcas. They'll kill you.
They'll kill you.
Because you put them in a tank. It is wild that they even thought you could fucking put Shamu in captivity and it wouldn't do something... so horrendously awful to a human. Like, did you not think
they have like, I don't remember exactly. Well, they go fast. They're fast swimmers. They have a huge chomp force.
Huge chomp force. That's scientific.
Yeah. Deeply huge chomp force.
I forget what that's called. Oh, the bite. What was it? It was like they had the word Pascal in it. Cause it was like,
oh yeah. Mega Pascal.
That's a bite-o-meter. Is it?
Yeah. They have like a stronger bite-o-meter than the great white shark. Great white sharks are scared of them.
That's funny.
Because I'm also scared of great white sharks, but frankly, now I'm way more scared of orcas.
I'm just scared of going in the sea in general.
I'm never touching water. I'm not showering.
I'm
done showering. Yeah.
It's done.
It's over.
What if one comes through my tubes?
One of the attacks, the fatal attack in the wild was in 1955. Nice. So we're due for another one.
The fatal attack in the wild, was that just like...
It was like a man who was an Inuit man.
Oh.
Was up north? And two people, yeah. Two people saw a animal chase this man, break the ice under it. Like sort of what they did with the seals.
Interesting.
Because like... These motherfuckers.
Maybe they just mistook it. Sorry.
Seal. Apparently, they don't like the taste of human.
They don't care about our ugly bodies.
But they don't care about our ugly bodies. They love a seal, but they'll kill a shark and then surgically only eat its liver.
So wild.
Or they'll like kill a different type of kill a whale and then only eat its tongue
with precision
precision.
That's the word, surgical precisions. They'll just go in and do it. Ow. Take the liver out.
And it's like, you killed this whole motherfucker just for that liver?
They're so smart.
So they are matriarchal.
So smart.
Run by the mommies. And I do think this is what happens when women are in charge.
I was nodding.
Full blown sociopathy. But yeah. There's like this clip from Planet Earth of a seal on a block of ice.
Oh, it was really frightening watching a seal know he's about to die.
Oh yeah. And he really knew sad. He knew it was the end. Like he so literally sad. Broke the fourth wall and Ugh. Looked at the camera for a minute and was like, this is it, right?
Oh, so sad.
And these four orcas, he was on like a large sheet of ice.
I'm not putting this in the Slammer. I'll only put like maybe the violence, not, oh God, Zoe's going to have to do this for me.
Okay. We can just do up until when they break the ice.
Maybe then.
Because they are incredibly smart and they socialize with each other. They all speak. They have like a language that they talk to each other.
Oh my.
And they are very coordinated in their hunting.
And it takes them like 15 years to really hone in on like a perfect, like it really takes, it's like the really human.
I watched literally 14 documentaries about
orcas.
When I was
15, I know. And now I'm really like, I've been activated. Because like, I need to watch more about these little freaks.
I watched like, one about like.
Again, definitely don't want to ever touch one. I fear they will kill me, even though they don't care about me.
No, they don't. And they don't want to eat you, but they would kill you.
And the way they look
fun.
At you is just like. Hey,
I know their but eyeballs like, are so freaky though.
Oh God,
they like death in those eyeballs.
Death
anyway,
in those balls.
The four orcas, the forcas, as they call them, in order to get this seal off the sheet of ice, all four of them swim quickly in a row and make a wave by swimming quickly, and the wave literally breaks the ice, and the seal like falls into the water ultimately, and they eat it.
So freakishly smart.
So smart, but sometimes. They have been shown to just kill an animal and play with it and then leave it.
Just, you know, like humans.
Just for shits and gigs, yeah.
Like some humans.
I think that's what scares me, is they're us.
They're us, but in the water, I guess.
In the water.
Are we sure they didn't evolve from us? Email Diane. She's a scientist now.
Email
she's
Diane,
enrolled.
These motherfuckers.
These motherfuckers are scary, and she's always wanted to be a marine biologist. She said she's going to die in the sea, and she might.
I thought I wanted to be a marine biologist when I was younger, but thank God I gave up.
I have a theory that like everybody at least went to school with one kid that wanted to be and like was vocal about wanting to be a marine biologist. And where are they now? Nope, not a marine biologist.
I'm doing Twitter for
definitely scared.
Bullshit.
Definitely scared of seals instead.
Okay. In 1972, a surfer named Hans Kretschmer.
I believe him.
Was bitten by an orca.
Perfect.
And he needed 100 stitches.
Maybe he shouldn't have looked like such a delicious shark.
Agreed.
Liver.
And then perhaps you remember from 2022 to 2023, there are at least 500 reports of orcas attacking boats off the Atlantic coast of Spain and Portugal.
That was great. I forgot about that.
A small group were believed to be responsible with three juveniles, which were named Black Gladys, White Gladys, and Gray Gladys.
Oh my.
Who were present for most of the attacks.
Was one of them gray? That's nuts.
I
want to see
know,
pictures
like,
of these guys. We'll put all these Gladyses possibly.
We'll put the Gladys squad in
we'll
Wilmer.
We'll try and find the Gladys squad. But like, that was interesting because I had read, I thought that was like a learned behavior that they were kind of passing down through a lot of mistreatment from humans was just like, you know, telling their babies that like, hey, these guys are kind of fucked up. So you got to stay away from these. Or
fuck
this
up
is
their
had
boats.
A, yeah, this had a... sense when someone's a not good human.
I feel like we're on the precipice of orcas really going after us.
That would be fine for some of us, I think. But I don't think we should be in the water that much.
No, I think if you see an orca swimming, like, get the fuck out of there. Because, like, they will kill you for fun. Like, that's the thing, is they hunt for pleasure. They love to have fun and hang out. They're party animals.
Party animals, they for rage. Sure. Oh, there was this wonderful video I watched. Wonderful. Wow, I sound like an 800-year-old woman. Of this, like, scientist. Maybe I'll put this one in, or we'll put a nice one for the evil one we had to put in, because this woman said that she watched these orcas via, like, drone footage.
Yeah.
Like, just playing in the water for 8 hours because they had such a good hunting season and they had, like, just so much time to kill. And it was like, it was a bunch of orca families coming together hanging out. So it was like an orca picnic. It
adorable.
Was like they all met underwater to hang out for a full day and just splashed around and had fun.
Okay, that's a beautiful story. And to counteract it, I'll share a different story.
Okay, a murderous one.
A murderous one.
Now, time for an evil one.
So there have been two times where scientists have witnessed orca infanticide, which is when one orca kills a baby orca from another pod.
Wow.
In the one that they saw recently in 2016, a 32-year-old male and his mom.
Okay, loser.
Started literally
grow
like
up. Oh my god, leave, like, the pod.
You need your mom's help to kill this baby, like, nerd. Come literally grow up
Bye-bye.
Grow up, leave the pod, kill a baby on your own.
Okay,
so this calf from a neighboring pod or a other pod comes over.
Orca pod though,
orca
amazing
pod. Orca
I would
pod.
Love it. Yeah. Perfect
whale
sound.
And their clicks and their whistles.
Clicks and the whistles. They really, really love to click and whistle.
Oh, yeah, and they do echolocation.
Ugh.
Like, such
bats
perverts.
Of the sea.
They're everything bad.
They're so scary.
So smart. I'm like, I don't even know how to feel about them.
We'll put their whole, like, a whole diagram of their fucking crazy head.
They have a head. They have a brain. And they also have a part of their head literally called the melon.
Ooh.
Unbelievable.
This is such an orca based pod, but, like, okay. We warned you, this is gonna be the orca app.
It's the orca app. Okay,
I can't believe Blackfish came out well over 10 years ago.
So this 32-year-old male and his mom,
yes,
kill this baby.
Mm-hmm. So sad.
And
this sounds like an actual story though, from,
and
like,
they
life.
Think that it was sexually selected behavior.
Oh dear.
In that the adult male may have killed the calf in the hope of forcing its mother into a fertile state and creating a mating opportunity for himself.
Oh,
so
no.
He killed the baby to fuck its mom.
To fuck its mom? And they're from different pods.
Different pods.
So that was, okay,
and
gross.
And his mom helped. Killed the fuck a baby.
Oh my God, but that would so happen in real life though. And we would hear about it.
I could,
and then I would read
it.
About it on Reddit, you know, years later.
Yeah.
As like a morbid reality tale, and be like, wow,
it's
never,
like he killed your child and then was there for you when you were in mourning and then fucked you.
That's sociopathic behavior.
It is. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And this has happened. This is the first time they saw it happen in real life was in 2016, but it had been reported on previously.
Very medieval, though. Medieval sea bats.
Horrible. Horrible animals, deeply smart, horrible, scary.
Deeply smart, beautiful, good to humans, scary.
Scary.
Personally,
bad boys of the sea. They're bad boys.
If I was just dangling in the water and one was coming at me, I'd be like, this is how I die.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to tense up, and I guess.
And if you die by orca, kind of lit, but like.
But
fuck.
Like, you know what it'd probably do to me? It'd probably bounce me onto a boat or something. It'd probably
Maybe
be really nice to me for some
your
reason.
Liver.
Or that. I'd be like, you know what? Take it.
I know. Take it.
You won't even like
but
it.
But yeah, they don't like the taste of us. But I,
I'm
I
not
do
going
think,
near it.
I do think they would just kill you because it's like fun.
You think so? They think it'd just be like.
Yeah. Well, they also kill to like teach their young how to kill. They're all about
God.
Teaching young.
So
also,
you think
they
I'd just
literally...
be like an opportunity for education? That's fine, I guess.
Yeah.
It's an honorable
Yeah, you're
death.
An educational opportunity.
That's fine. It's
also,
like donating your body to science in a way.
Sometimes they beach themselves. They like
I saw that.
Get up
to
on the
get
shore
seals
to get seals.
But I watched one.
Death Wish.
I don't think its name was Julia. I think, but I feel like there was a seal in this pod, aka fam, named Julia. But the one that beached itself was not. But it was known for doing wily little things.
Are you talking about Delphine?
Oh my God, I am.
Yeah, I watched this.
You watched Delphine?
I watched Delphine. What a
Delphine
little...
beached herself?
Delphine really beached
herself.
Had to
herself. Be saved by her mom. Yeah, what a pathetic and the whole move. Family. But that was just an example of just like her, you know, her cries for help obviously Delphine? Activated her family. Who's gonna come and kill you? A shark? No.
I know Delphine's
no one from
of...
the shore is going to come kill you. No. Like, obviously a whale's going to come save you. They all knew it was going to be safe for them.
Yeah.
So like, but still amazing. They all figured it out.
They all figured it out.
They didn't beach their whole family somehow.
Somehow. How? I can't believe you met Delphine. Yeah, Delphine was a quirky little girl. I think she had undiagnosed ADHD.
Listen.
She got distracted constantly.
She's just like us.
Yeah. Delphine is just like
us. Trying to beach herself. Undiagnosed ADHD. Thought she saw a seal that was tasty. That seal.
She tried.
Could have been her last seal.
She got lost in the kelp forest.
Oh, God.
She's a bit of a dum-dum.
She's a dummy, but you know what I mean? It's like... sprinkle something in the water for her if you want to really help. Wow, a Papa John's truck just went by. I've never seen that in my life.
Toot toot beep beep, you know what I mean?
Don't kill us.
Anyway, that's orca talk.
Whew, that's rough. I mean, like, so why are there so many? It's like there have been more in different places. They're popping up more in California. They're just like everywhere, I guess.
They're everywhere. They adapt to new environments.
It's so interesting.
Different ones around the world eat different things.
Good or bad, I don't
some
know.
Some of them eat seals. Some of them eat dolphins. Some of them eat kelp. You know, they all do different. Not kelp. They're all gonna fucking eat a real living thing.
But
krill.
Wow. I'm really interested in them now. I want to work more orca into my
everyday life. Well, now it's in your YouTube algorithm, so they'll get you.
Definitely.
I can't believe you met Delphine.
Yeah, we watched the same thing. I bet.
Yeah.
I definitely watch Delphine. But yeah, once you watch one orca, you're just like, I got to have more orca.
Yeah,
I gotta
deeply
know more.
Recommend getting hard into orcas.
Deeply recommend the evolution of orcas. That was really interesting.
Yeah, that was a good one. We could put some screenshots of our huge recommended
research.
Viewing.
Yeah. Or enormous research.
For orcas.
It's really entertaining.
It is.
And I didn't have to go to PBS because I'm going there next, though. I'm going to go there.
I'm sure there's a Nova or whatever.
Oh, God. Nova's just like the beasts of the sea. Actually, there was like one, I feel like it was a Nova recently, that was when whales walked on land. And I don't know if I watched it or only half paid attention to it. But now, Mama's got to rewatch. Because that really, the evolution of things really play a part.
They do. All right. Well, let's shut the door on that. Let's shut the ocean sea on the orcas.
Oh, my God. I can't. It's so scary. Guys, it's like that meme says that I'll put in the... Well, maybe I'll put in the Slimer. Maybe not. We'll see how we are. It's like the ocean. We don't need to explore anymore. We've found everything we need to see. We don't need to go in there. Like, stop going into the ocean. And it's just like a ha-ha little meme. But it's true. We don't need to find anything else.
No. And I don't think Mark McGrath has ever been killed by an orca.
No. And I don't think he's been whale watching either. I think that every opportunity, he's just been like, you know what? That's very unnatural, dude. I do not want to do that.
He's definitely been to SeaWorld.
There's no question, though. But he didn't think it was wrong.
No, he thought
it was
fine.
In the same
he
way,
like,
he
was like, amazing.
Yeah, he really thought it was like a circus for animals, and they enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Seal's smiling is something he would say.
It's like, they love playing with that ball.
Those penguins, the way that they waddle like that, that's that's unbridled, joy.
And the way
that a penguin moves. But that's joy to us. That's not joy to them. They are deeply inside. On the inside, a penguin is... it's a black heart.
Not happy.
I feel
about
nothing.
It. Can't be happy. All right, let's move on to Good Boys.
Absolutely.
Do you have any?
Oh my God, I have. Oh, it's right there. That time feeder, even though Fran was being a real mischief bitch today.
Oh, you got a timed cat feeder?
Yeah, I love it.
How many times does it go off?
As many times, I guess, as. Well, I guess just one and one. Oh. But I have two of them, one for wet, one for dry.
You have a wet one?
Yeah. I mean, you can see those little white things, you just wink them out. But, like, there's a little ice pack that goes underneath it.
It gloop gloops in?
It gloop gloops in. What do you mean by that?
Like, the wet
food? No. You put
it in. The can.
Yeah, like, I would put it in. It's not, like, something that just, like, is, like, a... like, it's not, like, a dispenser of
drugs. I'm imagining, you know, those, like, cereal dispensers at the
that is exactly what I'm... like, that same funnel shape is what I'm thinking of, too. But, like,
But it has cat wet food in it. It's, like... blah, 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 blah.
No, this is a manual setup. And you can only do two at a time. So, it's, like, here's one, here's one.
This
but I highly
so
recommend
fucking spoiled. He has no idea.
No. I will. Yeah, no, he does not know. But at the same time, it's just, like, I don't want to wake up at 6 o'clock to feed him. It's annoying.
Yeah, it's convenient.
Convenience is the word.
good boyfriend. Okay, my good boy is that cookie, but it's also my bad boy. So
because you almost threw up and died.
So I almost threw up and literally passed out.
Yeah, I mean, I really like undercooking cookies by 1 minute, just because exactly to make them chewy. Like. But it's like
that's like, is that why?
To what cost? Sometimes you can't even like chew. It's so like.
It was melt in your mouth delicious. It was a good boy, but it was a horrible night.
Melt in your mouth delicious, but a horrible night.
Yeah.
My name is Diane.
My name is absolutely Diane. Any other good boys?
No, because Fran was not a good boy today.
Okay, bad boy. Okay, let's move on to TV talk.
Wow.
TV talk. You know, Top Chef is, but you don't watch Top Chef.
God damn it. No, I don't. But wait.
But Top Chef is back.
But isn't there like...
Yeah, Padma's gone.
Yeah.
And Kristen Kish is in.
How did I know this information?
Because it's the most important reality show of all time.
I mean, it's just like... Yeah, that's not comfortable. Why put my legs like that? Yeah, I don't... I remember that she was like stepping down. It's been years. Because she was like the face of Top Chef.
Well, she did
20
seasons.
That is so long.
I know. And the new host, she was on. She was a chef-testant.
Chef Teston.
And she won.
I mean, we love
like
that
season
word here.
10.
Chef Teston is a wonderful word.
Absolutely. And she is great. I think she did a good job. You know, she's not trying to be bad, but she's her own woman.
That's
and she's
mean.
A chef, and she was on the show. So it's like a different perspective. But they're in Wisconsin, which is so like, what the fuck?
That's very random. Why are they in Wisconsin?
Because Wisconsin Tourist Board paid them to be there.
What? That's so
yeah, that's how it works.
Weird.
So they're like going to talk about cheese and beer,
I'm
Were
sure. they not just in New York for many seasons, I'm assuming?
They've done a bunch of seasons and, you know, they've done New York. They've done all the big cities. Okay. And then they've done Wisconsin.
I guess I really don't watch Top
Charleston. Oh, they do like okay. smaller cities too.
Beautiful. Wow, beautiful show. I have. It's
state.
Been a while since I've kept up like religiously on a chefy show.
I love I watch so many chefy shows.
You really do.
I do. I love a chefy show. I'm watching Tournament of Champions with Guy Fieri.
Oh.
Which is another chefy show, which has
What are the rules?
It's like a bracket-based food competition show.
Oh.
Where it starts with 32 chefs.
That's a lot.
I know. From Top Chef, Food Network, various other things. And... So it's six. The round one is 16 battles,
mm-hmm.
and the battles are determined with a randomizer. And the randomizer is like protein, vegetable, cooking style, which could be like fried, baked, you know, breaded, stuff like that. And then there's like a cooking instrument they have to use, which could be like cast iron skillet or pie tin, like random shit. And then there's like the oddball ingredient is the final one. It's like
olives,
mint jelly. Okay. No, it's weirder than that.
Weirder? I guess olives aren't that weird.
Yeah, they're not that
they're
weird.
They're just delicious, and I'm thinking about olives.
Maybe there would be olives. It would be like olive tapenade, though.
Oh, probably. Or you like, know? Wow. I mean, there's so many things it could be. Yeah. Bubble gum.
Kimchi, like weird shit.
Weird shit.
But it's fun. But I know, I don't know all the chefs, but I know them because a lot of them are Top Chef people. And then they're also Food Network people on it.
So it's not just randos from...
No. I mean,
okay.
I know them
That's
personally,
kind
of course.
Of course. Zoe knows all these people.
I do.
I like when it's not just randos. You know what I mean?
Same.
Any
other TV talks?
Gosh, no. I feel like Okay, so I watched Nickelodeon this week.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful thing to watch. So sad. So
absolutely devastating.
Sad. God. No, just like 90 Day Fiancé is wrapping up. I guess there's like... God, is there going to be just like a new happily ever after?
Ugh, hate that. Don't care.
90, so you don't care about that. You absolutely hate that shit.
I don't want them to be happily ever after. I want them to be sad
happy.
In the beginning. That's what I want 90 Day Fiancé to be.
Yuck. That's what 90 Day Fiancé is all about,
That's what Before the 90 Days is.
Yeah.
It's the best franchise, in my opinion.
But that's when they are the happiest because they don't know how bad it could possibly
be. In the beginning of the season.
And then it was just like, my mom, she just doesn't like my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's like, true. It's like, my mom, she doesn't think you're real.
My mom doesn't think you're real. I got catfished. Yeah. I love all those stories.
Yeah, they're so good.
It's just like, but now it's just like, it's so incestuous and like, do you remember, but you remember Soulja Boy, certainly.
Of course.
Oh, wow. I mean, his ex, Kimba.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Do you remember her?
Yep.
Her son is dating or was like dating
her
somebody.
Her son's low-key hot, if I remember.
Yeah, but like also here's the thing. He's super young. He's like maybe like 20 something.
Okay.
So he's super young and he's, I don't know, 25. Who knows? But he was dating do you remember, oh God, this is so weird. And it's like, this is how big the universe is for 90 Day Fiancé.
I know. There's probably like 70 people in it now.
But do you remember that guy, and they used to just call him like a metrosexual? Because he was, but they would just, like, the rumor was, and they would just kept throwing out, he's gay. He's gay because he's not going to be sleeping with this girlfriend that he has or whatever. And we're just like, maybe he has, like, he needs more for intimacy. Like,
sure.
Why is this such, like, a story plot line? It was so weird.
But he is gay. And
but they
gay
made the whole, no, he's not gay. Oh. But it's just like the whole plot line was about, like, perceived, like, it was just very homophobic, I felt. But, like,
it was.
But, like, he just, like, to dress funky, I guess.
Sure. Who doesn't, you know?
And everyone was awful about it. So anyway, now he's back. But his, like, he, like, co-parents with his ex, which is how she got, like, wrapped into it. Even though I did not realize it's not even his blood child.
Wait, so Kimba's son is dating who?
His ex-wife.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. That's why it's so, like, it's so, like, that, like, you can't even explain, like, how far back. Like that guy's ex-wife.
They just met on a dating app.
But she only came onto the show because she was the guy's ex-wife.
Oh,
basically.
She wasn't a 90 Day.
No.
Oh,
she
my
wasn't
God.
Even a, no, she's like from America.
That's so weird.
Yeah, but now she's dating Kimba's son. Not anymore, but like, no, sorry, spoiler for anybody who is in the midst of watching 90 Day Fiancé.
No, I'm sure
right
people
now
are going to be devastated.
But they broke
that's
up.
That's so weird.
It was like, it's so hard to explain, but yes, that's how deep and big the pool is now. And incestuous it was as well, because it's very gross and weird.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, well, I really wish you were watching it just so you could see Ruben the Cuban, but I'll have to tell you about that later.
Okay. I feel like I just got the spiciest plot line.
It's really weird. It's so weird.
Well, email Diane at badboypod.com. You're bad boys on the block. You're good boys. If you're dating Kimba's son.
Please.
You might your be. Your orca in the wild story. If you're scared orca of orcas now, if you were scared of orcas before.
Any orca dreams you may have? Did we? I feel like we even looked up like symbolism for orcas.
Yeah, you were like, it's a sign of compassion. I was like, not to me.
I don't even think it was compassion. I think it was something way different, but whatever.
Whatever. Email Diane.
Email Diane, though.
Follow us at Bad Boy Podcast. Eat
my
a cookie.
Shorts.
Oh, and Julia Shorts.
No, but also eat a cookie. I like that.
And you know what? Stay cool, baby.
All right, bitch. Brought to you by Lady Parts.